Okay, today is Tuesday, December 27th, and I'm here with Mr. Lonnie Norcott, and we're talking about the Sycamore Hill area. Is it okay that I'm interviewing you today? All right. So, we're just wondering with doing the project, if you have any memories. I know you had mentioned something about people getting baptized and some other areas out here, if you'd like to share with us.
All right. I got a picture somewhere. It had a hanging tree down here. Where it was, since everything was going out, I don't remember exactly. I know it was further down than here. It was closer to the street we call Side Street. That's where the oyster house was. People used to shuck oysters and sell oysters down there. That was down at the bottom of it. Exact spot, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know it was down there. I got some pictures of it. Matter of fact, I got some old clippings out of it. They perfectly had a picture of it. And I was told that this area was mostly black because the boats that transferred merchandise from up the river, like places like Tarver, they would come, this was a landing spot to unload. And that's where why the blacks settled here, because they could get jobs unloading the boats. And they had what they call a river corridor. They were bed see out where the water was there. You would call the next town boats coming, and they would gather and get ready to unload the boat. I wasn't back there in that time. That's what my granddad and I used to tell. Let's see what I can do. It was just a close, knitted community. Yeah, and most of the people that live in this area called everybody their relatives because they were so close. Really wasn't relative. They had everything in common and so close, I guess they just said, that's cousin so-and-so, the cousin. And I'm trying to think of something.
And so you attended the church here as well, right?
Right, my whole family. Like I tell you, my uncle was an organist here. So long.
Do you have any memories of when everything with the redevelopment got moved and urban renewal?
Yeah, and that really, because I was living in the second when they, well, I wasn't living in my family, part of my family, and it really upset a lot of people, especially landowners. And most of this down here were rental property, but we had a few landowners. And it really upset. As a matter of fact, they had almost put some of them in America. Mental institutions were upset them so bad. Because, well, you know, that land had been in the family for years.
Yeah.
And I think what the latter part of that redevelopment, what really got the people, they didn't do anything with the land after they and forced them to move.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot of black merchants in this part of the town. You know, little canvas doors and barber shops and pool room. I guess it just did most people at a loss.
And you had mentioned with the church, with it moving, that the cemetery had to move also, and that was a hard thing.
The cemetery had to move before the redevelopment came. I don't even remember the cemetery being here. Of course, I forgot the records that my family got. I know we were here when I was told that we were here. And they gave each family that had to move their gravesite, the city gave them plots over to be buried over there where the present cemetery is. But now you can't bury anybody else over there. That kind of upset me and my sister, because, all our ancestors are buried over there. And I had been taken down there to show where my family plot were. But this was considered one of the prosperous sections of town for blacks. Yeah. Black lawyers, black doctors. I think they have a teacher right now here where the teachers came from different parts of the state. They live there. You know, they rented rooms, a house, or whatever.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you can think that you'd like for us to know?
No. I remember when part of Evans Street was cobblestone.
Wow.
And that was where the Army was. That was it was just a small portion where they didn't, pave or asphalt. It's kind of sticking my mind for some reason.
Wow. Well, we're just appreciative of all of you sharing your stories. So everybody will remember what this area was and all of that.
I'll probably get home and say, I should have told her.
Well, you can always. Well, we'll come back and talk to you anytime.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop the recording for right now.
Okay.
Thanks.